Welcome into Good Morning Texas Tech, everyone. I'm Joshua Cook, and got a lot of cool things coming up on today's show.
I'm Marissa Trevino, and today we're trying out a new show. Tell us if you like it. Get on our Twitter page, The Raider at 88, or at The Raider 88.1, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheRaider881, and tell us what you think. We have Kira Powell and Cutter Martin with news and weather next.
Good morning. I'm Kiara Powell with a look at your KTXT News update. Texas Tech will host Executive Director of MADRE, an international women's human rights organization, Yvette Suskind, for the 29th Annual Conference on Women in Higher Education. Suskind has worked all over the world creating programs to address women's health. The conference is a two-day celebration of 31 years of teaching women's studies at Texas Tech. For more information, email women.studies@tt.edu. or call 742-4335. The Mass Communications Department is continuing its Global Lens Film Initiative this Thursday. The initiative offers screenings of full-length feature films from around the world. The goal of the Global Lens Initiative is to provide students with the chance to gain deeper understanding of different cultural viewpoints. Films are being shown every Thursday night at 6 o'clock in room 83 of the MassCom building. This week's film is from Chile called Life Kills Me. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. Temperatures are much warmer this morning compared to the past few mornings. Temperatures right now are in the upper 30s and lower 40s across the central South Plains, including the city of Lubbock. Definitely need a jacket still as you head outside, but you won't need it long today as temperatures warm into the mid-60s by lunch, topping on the mid and upper 70s in the city of Lubbock later this afternoon. Skies will remain mostly sunny, though could see partly cloudy skies creep into the forecast later this afternoon, along with increasing winds throughout your Wednesday. For the Raider 88.1, I'm Cutter Martin. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech.
Good morning, Texas Tech. Welcome into the show, everyone, on KTXT, The Raider 88.1 FM Lubbock. You can join the conversation on Twitter at TheRaider88.1 or also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRaider88.1. Josh Cook alongside Marissa Trevino, Kira Powell across the way delivering some wonderful news this morning.
Thank you.
So, you know, a little pat on the back there, a little pat on the back.
And we can't forget about Julie Fisher, who is our production director for today.
Making the sound just beautiful over there.
I said for today, for always. She's always our production director. Anyways, for today, we've got some headliners that we're going to be talking about. Josh, you have some sports. What's going on with soccer?
Well, you know, the United States last night was playing Mexico in the World Cup qualifier. And if you don't follow soccer at all, the World Cup is played every 4 years like the Olympics. And you know, you got to qualify for the World Cup. So now they're playing the World Cup qualifiers to get ready for the 2014 World Cup game down in Brazil. So they had a draw against Mexico last night, tied 0-0. But some people say, well, you don't get anything from that, but you get 1 point. At least you get the 1 point towards your point total at the end of everything. If you get a win, you get 3 points. So,
okay. Question, how long do the qualifiers last for?
They're going to play actually throughout the entire summer. They're going to play match after match throughout the summer, and then at the end of everything, they'll figure out who is in the top three of each group, and those three of each group will go to the World Cup, and then they'll have the rest of the year to prepare and get ready to go play in the World Cup.
Got you. Okay. Well, for other headliners, we have our first female head of Secret Service, Julia Pearson. She was appointed by Obama last night, I believe, and I think that's really awesome, especially since we are celebrating our Women's History Month, and I know Kira is all about woman power and being great like that.
You make me sound like I'm a little bit crazy, and I'm not. I just think it's great when women are able to do awesome things, and I obviously, You're a woman, you know. So
one of these days, we're going to get a video. We're going to get cameras in here. And that would have been the greatest picture in the world because Kira's making her point, and right behind her, Julie is just shaking her head with the biggest eyes going, yeah, she's crazy. Yeah,
I was just about so to rude. Say that. As Julie, I didn't as Kira see was that. Like, you guys act like I'm crazy. Julie looks up at me, mm-hmm. makes direct eye contact, wide-eyed, nodding.
That's just really lovely. I appreciate being attacked by my entire team this morning.
No.
Not so the entire good. Team. Matt's not here today.
You're just in a bad position because you're in the news booth, so you can get hit from our direction and then from Julie's direction as well.
Yeah. I can install some mirrors.
No,
that would be scary.
I don't want to see that.
What do you got, Kira?
I do have something. Jerry Sandusky getting his final word, I guess, from prison, thanks to filmmaker John Ziegler, who recorded phone conversations with him.
Wow.
During the phone conversation, he recalled one anecdote, trading swats with an undressed boy who was showering near him, but mentioned no sexual acts. He said he would get the last smack, and then I would chase him, and I ran him into a wall, but said it was nothing inappropriate.
Wow. Wait, where was this at?
This was from prison.
Yeah, he. This is a recorded phone call.
He did that in prison?
No.
That's what he's being... Okay, so that's what he's in there for.
Yes.
Yes, the filmmaker says he is a pedophile and was rightfully convicted, but says that he might have been set up by the witness. And he's on a mission to clear the name of Paterno.
Sandusky is?
No, the filmmaker. He thinks that didn't know anything about it and that his part was blown up by the media, basically.
I agree. I completely agree. I think Joe Paterno was taken down with the rest of them, and that's just the way it was, and it was a sad situation. And the NCAA overstepped their boundaries by taking wins away.
I kind of agree.
I don't see the connection to football. I mean, that's my thing. I don't see the connection to football. How of what Jerry Sandusky did for, you know, from 1999 beforehand, how does that affect the product out on the field?
Well, it's kind of, I mean, if it's the moral code of the school, you know what I mean? Like, we don't put our stamp of approval on this, and we understand.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't see how the players that were there that won those games, how they should be punished.
I do agree with that.
Because
it's unfair.
Because it's they unfair. Played at Penn State. They didn't do this. They didn't commit this crime. And then the NCAA just swoops in and takes wins away. But
well, as for other news, an A&M professor committed suicide on January 8th and is being accused now of a catfishing scandal. If you don't know what catfishing is, it's where you're online and you're acting like another person, but in reality, you're someone else.
That's happened with that football player, right? I don't know his name, but his girlfriend died of cancer, and then they found out that there was no girlfriend.
I don't
girlfriend.
Know if that was a catfishing. I don't know if that was done by cat, because I think catfish is like a TV show, isn't it? It's on the TV.
Catfishing is a TV show, but it's also like the act of pretending to be someone online when you're really not.
Hoaxing. I mean, it's a hoax.
It's a hoax, basically, is what it is. And that show is just like opening up the hoaxes, I think, to like people's eyes, because you make relationships online and then you try it. I don't make relationships online. Let's clarify that. People make relationships online and then they try to bring those relationships into person, and they're realizing that who I have become to be friends with online is not a real person. They're fake.
I'm sorry. Was the A&M professor the guy who was doing the catfishing, or was he catfished?
He was catfished.
No, he was the guy doing the catfishing.
Oh,
he was
the guy snap.
Blackmailing. There wasn't a lot of light onto why he had committed suicide and why he jumped off a building. And now all of these scandals are starting to come out with, I think, emails is what it says, but it says an explicit...
So who was he approaching online? Was it children? Was it...
I have no idea. I just am reading the headlines, and this is on about three different other news cycles.
Well, that's definitely a story to watch in the next few days and weeks to see what's going on.
I think if you go online and are actively seeking out friends or relationships from people that you don't know, I would expect that somebody's probably lying.
Well, yeah.
But
sorry.
Like, some people don't actively, like, seek it, and it just kind of, like, comes. Like, I know I have a blog, I have a Tumblr, and sometimes I'll, like, you know, write about whatever I'm feeling. I don't know, I don't do it very often. But then there are other people who will just respond and they're just like, hey, good luck with that. Or like, I hope your day gets better. And then it just kind of like sparks a conversation. For me, it ends after, thank you.
Would you go visit them?
No.
Okay.
But for me, it ends after, thank you. But for some people, I'm sure that that can turn into a conversation. Not for me personally, but I could see how something like that, where you are kind of like, I know that my Tumblr is not anonymous at all. My picture's on there, my name's on there, whatever. It's kind of like Facebook, but it's like a diary online.
This is the problem with our generation. You overshare. Stop sharing so much on social media.
I want to get this one headline in before we go to a break here. Blitz of attacks across Afghanistan led to the deaths of 52 armed Taliban members in the past day, the Ministry of Interior said on Wednesday. So, you know, getting a little few more,
wow,
I guess, wins. I mean, man, talk about getting a victory there.
Absolutely.
Going over there in 52. And they got this picture where these guys are handcuffed and they got a bunch of guns and laptops and bazookas and stuff.
Ugh.
It's kind of interesting.
That makes my stomach hurt.
We're going to step away here. We got Ride On by Phosphorescent coming up next on the Raider 88.1. Talk to you right after that. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech.
If it concerns the students, it concerns us. Here at KTXTF in Lubbock, we provide updates on all things Texas Tech, from tech news to tech sports and anything in between. So be sure to follow us on Facebook and stay tuned in to KTXT The Raider, 88.1.
Nothing to hide, and hey, you took me right on.
pants or shorts, long or short sleeve? Do you need a poncho? What you do need is an accurate and dependable weather forecast. Get yours by clicking on weather underneath the news tab on ktxcfm.org. With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech, everyone. We're rocking here in the studio.
Yeah, Kier's, it's a party here.
Kier's breaking it down.
I love this song.
Oh, Josh,
I used to have hand motions.
Don't act like you're not dancing along too.
I and the Jay-Z song was hold on.
Put my hands up.
Okay.
I love it.
Before this turns into a DJ session, or no, sorry, not DJ session. You're playing DJ. Julie Fisher's playing DJ today, which I'm liking. I don't know. I think I'm digging myself a hole here. Moving on, we welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. You can join the conversation on Twitter at TheRaider881 or also on Facebook.com/TheRaider881. Today, we're going with a, if you didn't notice in the first segment, we're going with a different style of show, trying it out. Let us know what you think. Segment one, we went over all the top headlines of the day. Now, throughout the rest of the show, we will touch on the hottest topics in the entire country. And, of course, one of the hottest topics that was all over social media yesterday, I mean, you went down your news feed, it was all over it, is that gay marriage, same-sex marriage has made it to the Supreme Court. Today is day two of the what they're calling the culture wars at the Supreme Court over same-sex marriage. Tuesday's arguments were over California's same-sex marriage ban. There was little indication what they concluded on how they would rule. But, you know, there's pictures all over the place of hundreds of thousands of people just marching and protesting. And my first thought was, do they have jobs? Or are they just skipping out of work, calling in sick day today? I don't know what's going on. But, you know, it's a cause that you see, you've seen it in the past, that American people come together for a cause and they
whether
stand
you're
up for
it or against it.
Yeah, whether, I mean, there were people there in Washington that were for it and for against it, and they were having their voices heard, and senators, there were pictures of senators mingling with the crowd and getting their thoughts. And
I think one of the most important things to remember during things like this is even if you don't agree with somebody, being willing to hear their side of the argument is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to walk away changed, but if you could just hear each other out, say, okay, maybe I don't agree with you, maybe I do, but I appreciate that that is your opinion.
And, you know, another big thing that's coming out of this is that, you know, they're trying to maybe overrule the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, that means, which in it says federal tax, Social Security, pension, and bankruptcy benefits and family medical leave protections do not apply to gay and lesbian couples. And that's the biggest, I think that's the biggest thing, that the couples just want the benefits. I mean, they want to be able married. They want to have the benefits.
Not just the benefits.
I don't think that they're seeking just benefits. And not saying that I agree or disagree, but I do think that they want to be able to say that they're a couple in public and for it to be okay. And, I mean, on one hand, I can see that, but on my viewpoints, I am not okay. You know?
Yeah.
But one thing that does irk me is when people who really, I mean, if you're not going to go out and vote, then what is the point of changing your Facebook status and your Facebook picture and your Instagram and everything else to do the equal sign? You're not voting. What does it matter?
I mean,
to show that you show support. I mean,
yeah,
because they did vote. They voted the people who made the decision.
Is this about Proposition 8 in California being voted?
See, that's what it is.
Right, that's where it's
the base of it is all about Proposition 8. And it's turned into this huge event where there people, some people think that the Supreme Court's about to rule if gay marriage is going to be allowed in the states or not. No, that's not what's going on. They're just focusing on Proposition 8 to see if the state can actually do that. They're seeing if the state can legally ban gay marriage in their state. They're seeing if the state has the power to do that.
Because right now it is up to the states individually, correct?
I believe so. I thought that marriage was under jurisdiction of the state. Mm-hmm. And I could be completely wrong, but I'm okay. Everyone is nodding their head that yes, I did take U.S. history properly.
Because I'm pretty sure there are certain states in the United States that do allow gay marriage. There are certain states that have said that is legal, and couples have gone to those states to get married because the state that they currently live in does not find it legal or does not condone or look down upon it in a good light.
Okay, so if it's up to the state, then why is it going to the Supreme Court? Why is the Supreme Court deciding this can be okay if they've already previously decided that the states were going to be able to decide that for themselves?
It's a human rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if it concerns human rights, then you're probably going to want to make some decisions across the board.
I think the states have gone back and forth on where they stand on it. So they're kind of looking towards the Supreme Court now to see what the highest court in the land is going to say. Because whatever the Supreme Court does, that's the law of the land. That's the precedent. That's the precedent that's been set.
Well, I don't think they're looking to the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court is saying, you're going to listen to me now. Mm. This is what we're doing, whether the states like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's gotten to the point where it's gone through the appellate court so much that finally the Supreme Court has to step in here and say, you know, what are we going to decide? But they're split. They're split on what they want to do. There was no defined deal yesterday coming out of the Supreme Court what they want to do about Proposition 8.
Well, I can understand how that's a hard decision to make because me being how my beliefs are, like, I want you to be able to have your right, and I think that's great, but it's hard for me to say with my, like, views being the way they are, it's hard for me to vocally say, yeah, you can go do that and, like, give my blessing on it almost, because that's really hard for my religious beliefs to condone that.
We do have some feedback on Twitter. If you want to tweet us about the whatever
we're
talking about.
What does it say on Twitter?
At the Raider 881. You can also find us on Facebook.
Okay, Josh, what's our feedback?
Yeah.
This tweeter says, it's the 21st century. You'd think people would realize the repercussions that inequality has on society by now.
And that is Dylan Eccles, I just read. Well, you bring up a great point, and it's a point that needs to be made. Like, there is equality, and, I mean, we have done away with a lot. We're trying to move to a more equal place.
I think.
And Kara's raising her hands and throwing in the towel.
I think the real way that you need to approach this is does it, you either approach it from a governmental standpoint or you approach it from a religious standpoint. And I think that's how a lot of people take it. I'm a Christian, and so my beliefs
I understand what you're saying.
However, if I look at it from a governmental standpoint, it does not make sense that it is not legal to me.
And I think that's what is so hard, because for me to be like, as a Christian person, to say like, yeah, gay marriage is great, but it's so hard for me to say that.
But
and
it's
because
it's not the
government's job to enforce our beliefs.
But it's not my job.
And that's very true.
Yes. It is not my job to make everyone else live by my beliefs.
Yes.
I like my beliefs how they are. A lot of people don't. And I don't have a right to say, this is how you have to live.
And that's
true.
Also a reason.
But you don't have, but nobody has the right to tell you that you need to change your beliefs.
But I don't
either.
Have to.
Yes.
If they change the law, I do not have to change my beliefs. I can still believe every single thing I've ever believed. And so that's why I think if you look at it from the governmental standpoint, it is discrimination that is not legal. That's my opinion.
More feedback from Twitter. This tweeter says, it's not a human's rights issue. It's a state's rights issue. Marissa is right. The SCOTUS has to decide if states can do that. So,
and let it be noted that no one ever sides with me and tells me that I'm right. So they usually look at me
good?
And they're like, Marissa, stop making stupid points. But back onto what the real issues are. What are your beliefs? What do you think about this? I know that we're in West Texas and we might get some skewed results, but we want to know what you think and we want to read them off.
Yeah, tweet us at TheRaider881. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRaider881. We're loving the feedback. This is actually the most feedback we've gotten during a morning show.
Every time I get a new interaction, I'm holding my breath and I'm like, please don't be yelling at me because I'm trying to be as politically correct and still keep my own beliefs.
This is going to keep going. It's not over yet. The Supreme Court will have more on this. We'll have more for it on you for you next week. But we're going to take a break. Sports update is coming up next here on KTXT The Raider 88.1 FM Lubbock. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech.
Your KTXT Sports Update, I'm Shelby Kimball. Today, Texas Tech men's tennis faces Fresno State at the McLeod Tennis Center. The match was originally scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., but has been moved to 12 p.m. this afternoon.
For us now, it's about Fresno State, and Fresno's a good team. They've had some tough, close losses recently, but this is a match that's very important for us because after this match, I believe our last seven matches are against teams all ranked in the top 40. With Big 12 play coming up, a road trip to Louisville, and a home match against Tulsa, the toughest part of our season will be coming up after this match against Fresno, but our focus is tomorrow at 12. Hopefully we'll play well and we'll keep the streak going.
That was head coach Tim Siegel previewing the match with the Bulldogs. Tech is looking to earn their 13th win of the season. In other tennis news, the Red Raiders and Lady Raiders were on the move in the polls on Tuesday. Texas Tech men's tennis moving up three spots, breaking into the top 40 at number 39. The Red Raiders have continued to climb every week in the polls since being ranked number 60 to start the season. For the Lady Raiders, it was two more spots up, checking in at number 18 in the country after notching wins against UTEP, West Virginia, and Iowa State this past week. The new ranking marks the second highest in school history for the Lady Raiders since securing the number 17 spot on March 13, 2012. Two Tech track athletes are on the top of the national rankings. Cole Weldon is a top thrower in the nation, while Sierra White leads in the 100-meter dash. Texas Tech track will be in action in Austin today, competing in the Texas Relays. NCAA tournament games roll on in the women's division. Number 6 Delaware overcame a halftime deficit to defeat number 3 North Carolina 78-69. The win gives Delaware their first Sweet 16 appearance in school history. In other tournament news, number 1 Baylor, number 1 Stanford, and number 1 Notre Dame all advanced to the Sweet 16 of the women's tournament with dominating performances. This has been your KTXT Sports Update. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech.
When severe weather strikes, tune in to the Raider 88.1 for breaking severe weather coverage. You're listening to the Raider 88.1.
Welcome back into Good Morning Texas Tech, everyone, on KTXT The Raider 88.1. Josh Cook alongside Marissa Trevino, Kiara Powell, Julie Fisher across the way pushing all the buttons, playing DJ this morning, making us sound wonderful.
And we've got another interaction on Twitter from Anthony. He says, the DOMA is a federal law. The question is, can states override the DOMA with their own laws like bans or support? I don't know. I don't know what DOMA means. So if you would tweet back at me and tell me what DOMA stands for,
it's a hashtag right now.
And I clicked on it and it didn't tell me what the acronym stood for. So
yeah, tweet us back. Let us know what that is. Give us some more insight. But hey, you know, if you're sitting out there, if you're driving to school right now, please don't tweet and drive at the same time. let's not do that.
No social media while you're driving. Please.
No social media while you're driving.
It's like no texting and driving, but no tweeting and driving.
But if you are interested in the conversation, at the Raider 881.
Oh.
DOMA means Defense of Marriage Act. Thank you.
Thanks, DG.
Okay, well, I don't have the answer to that question, but thank you.
It stands for Defense of Marriage Act.
The 1996 Act. The one that we were...
The one we talked about earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet. Well, yes. Moving on to our next topic for this show. And Stephen Bill... In Steubenville, Ohio, two high school football stars were found guilty of raping a 16-year-old girl while she was too inebriated to give consent. The courts were able to gain proof by what was posted onto social media and what was communicated through text messages, including a video joking about how she was so dead and an incriminating photo of two boys carrying her by the ankles and the wrists. So, if you didn't know what was going on with the Steubenville, Ohio rape cases, now you do.
I think it's disgusting, and I think they got what they deserved. I'm sorry.
Didn't they only get a year of juvenile detention?
Oh, I don't think they got what they deserved at all. They should be tried as adults.
I think they should have been tried as adults, too. But for people to be like, the punishment was too harsh.
How?
Give me a break, dude. They're such good kids. They had such good futures.
Give.
No. No.
And, you know, it gets back to that old thing. And I work in sports, and I know this. You know, athletes get treated, we get special treatment. I know that. That's not, if you're on the football team, you get special treatment. But when you do what these two young men did to a girl that's 16 years old, and then you post it on social media, you post a picture.
And I think that is what is getting them, is that their coaches probably would have been able to sweep it under the rug, mm-hmm. like they probably have done before, if these boys weren't so. And I mean,
and there was there was text messages
I've
of them bragging.
I've read a lot of this story. I've been keeping up with it. It seems like the boys were like, whatever, coach is going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. I'll post whatever
the
I want.
The lack of remorse is just the killer.
Should have been minimum of 10 to 25 years in prison.
Well, when they're on stand, it looks like they're really somber about it. But one of their tweets from one of the boys was like, song of the night is Rape Me by Nirvana. That is not funny, and that is incriminating all in its own. And I don't understand how... they can be so lax about it. Like, no big deal. Just did whatever I wanted for a night.
I truly believe that this kind of speaks to the generation that it is of, well, I'm not going to worry about the consequences today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I want, and I'll deal with it later. And most times there aren't any consequences.
And I think the juvenile, the system is just messed up. Because for them to only get a year in whatever juvie, whatever that is. I mean, what is it? We go put them in a corner and give them a timeout. I mean, they're 16 years old. They knew what they were doing. They weren't incompetent. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, in their trials, they actually say that they didn't realize that what they were doing was considered rape. They didn't realize that the state that she was in, she could not give consent. And there's also controversy because
I think that they are liars.
Well, some people say that she could stand on her own. Other people say that she couldn't. Well, what stands is that the night is pieced together by social media, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. What I'm
the thing is, if there's confusion on if she could stand on her own or not, I feel like that says it.
Well, and the fact that there were so many people at this freaking party and nobody says anything. Nobody stands mm-hmm. up and is like, this is not going to happen. This is wrong. Nobody calls the authorities. What is going on in your brain that would allow you to think that that is acceptable? And why aren't they being prosecuted? I think everybody at that party should have been
an accessory.
Well, and they're looking into it. If you saw after they decided on the two boys being guilty, they're looking into 16 more people who had pictures, who have text messages, and who have posted on social media. I think what people aren't understanding is what you post on social media is real. It doesn't go away. As much as they delete it, people can retrieve it.
Yeah, it's not like you can go in the courtroom and say, well, you can't use what I posted on social media because that's on my personal blog. No. That's all evidence. That they left the greatest evidence trail in the world. These are the stupidest criminals I've ever seen in my life.
And
they left the longest evidence trail, and they took a picture of her naked body, didn't they?
They have taken up cell phones and laptops and everything to retrieve the information off. So they can't say that it's my personal and private right. No, they can go into your house and search it. How is that not invading
your
privacy?
Well, you gave up your privacy when you posted it on a public forum. Mm-hmm. Sorry about you. I don't know what
so whoever
you don't
thinks
get about that,
that
concept.
Their Twitter and their Facebook and their Instagram are private, there are hackers and they are good at what they do. And that is how this story got into the news light, was a hacker called Anonymous.
Anonymous is a group, and they hacked on, and they posted the video of them talking about it after the fact.
Because they made a video bragging.
It is. I don't know if y'all have watched
it. I've seen the whole 12 and a half minutes. It's disturbing.
I just cannot fathom. I cannot fathom how somebody can be that stupid.
That vile. I mean, you truly are the most despicable kind of human being that I could ever imagine encountering.
And I mean, I can hear the excuses in my head because they're going to be like, well, I was drunk and I didn't know what I was doing. Being drunk is not at all a reason or an excuse for anything. It doesn't make things acceptable. And you still have to deal with your actions.
To do what they did took thought process. It took for them to think about what they were going to do. And they took advantage of the situation, and they thought they got away with it, and they were bragging. And they were like, hey, we're the big men. We're 16, we're 17, we just did this. Guess what? I mean, this makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. This whole situation, how the media has treated them, I would have nailed them to the wall. I would have absolutely nailed them, nailed their families, nailed everyone to the wall because they deserve it.
And well, we talked about this, Julie and I, their families. And you want to, you know that your parents are always going to have your back, but what do you do in a situation like that? You love your kid, but they're so in the wrong.
Where would you stand?
You can get all kinds of information. This story is covered from all over. But we're coming back on Good Morning Texas Tech. Next up, the song Shuggy by Foxy Gen on KTXT The Raider 88.1. There's a killer
on the road. Your spot for alternative music in the Hub City. 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock.
But you don't love me, that's news to me. I met your daughter the other day, well, that was weird. She had rhinoceros shaped earrings in her ears. But hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me, that's news to me. That's news to me. That's news to us. I think you and I could be.
Yeah.
Red Raider Nation, this is head football coach Cliff Kingsbury, and you're listening to your student radio station, KTXT, the Raider 88.1.
Welcome back into Good Morning Texas Tech, everyone, on KTXT, the Raider 88.1 FM Lubbock. Hope you're enjoying the show so far.
From the looks of social media, it seems like you guys are liking it more. So hopefully you guys like it. If not, maybe we're just making you all angry. I don't know. Let us know what you think.
But to get to a lighter, I just know we've talked about the battle over gay marriage at the Supreme Court. We talked about the Steubenville rape case. But now we go to entertainment.
Woo.
What's going on in entertainment, Kira?
Entertainment. The Biebs, being accused of battery and threats.
That is not lighthearted at all.
Well, I'm sorry. It's going on in entertainment. Justin Bieber formally...
Wait, battery and thefts.
Threats.
Threats. For what?
What's
some detail on that?
Neighbor. Okay. The sheriff's deputies were called to Bieber's gated neighborhood around 9 o'clock a few nights ago. The neighbor who is not being named, according to the sheriff's spokesman, accused... They exchanged words, and the neighbor had issues with him before, but that he hit him, basically.
Bieber hit him?
Yeah. Oh. Bieber's getting a little angry. He's getting a little scrappy, guys.
Bieber, you could put your hand out and hold him back. I mean, come on. He's not that big.
Wait, Bieber is 18 now, correct?
No, dude. Are you serious?
How old is he?
I thought when he first 14. Became popular,
he's
19.
He's 19. 7.
Oh, correct. Thank you.
Get it right.
You're welcome. 14 and 16,
you know,
19. I was closest. Do I get a cookie? Thank you.
You know, the first complaint was Bieber just blasting baby. Or whatever.
Baby, that's one of okay, but it's just catchy. You'll like it.
It is.
No, I do not like it.
It's a guilty pleasure. You know, Julie.
Bieber's been going down the very dark path that many superstar young stars have gone down.
I just think they get too much power, and it's just goes crazy.
He finally, 5 years of people making fun of him for wearing lip gloss, has finally caught up to his manlyhood. Well, and he's a little bit frustrated.
He's been having issues.
I don't recall him ever wearing lip gloss, Julie, so you'll have to send me that picture that you found of him.
Oh, prepare yourself, Marissa.
I think once he cut his hair off, he just went nuts.
And his whole tour through London was a disaster. I mean, he was showing up late to the show. He passed out during a show.
He's a diva. He can't help it.
No, he's on drugs. That's what it is. Ain't diva, it's drugs. Boy's doing some... I mean, he's gotten skinny. I'm talking starting to see some bones here.
Oh, gosh.
Snoop Dogg skinny?
Well, at least Snoop Dogg is cool.
No.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
I don't want to discuss
Snoop
that.
Snoop Dogg walks out. He has a microphone with diamond embedded word Snoop on his microphone.
Howard's cool.
Okay.
Exactly.
He can make that cool.
What waste of money is that?
I don't know. I have another story. Tilda Swinton... has been sleeping on the job.
Who is
she? Who is that? The white? She was the queen in, oh gosh, the Lion, the Lich, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, okay, yeah,
okay. Yeah. The actress has made waves over the weekend at New York's Museum of Modern Art, sleeping in a glass box as a part of a performance piece. That's all she does for 8 hours. She sleeps in a glass box.
I wish that I made papers for sleeping.
I would not pay to see someone sleeping. I mean, if you want to come and take pictures of me while I sleep and pay me for it, by all means.
Don't know how people get jobs like this.
It was done, maybe was previously shown in London back in 1995.
Wow.
She's bringing it back.
She's bringing it back. And
just like Justin Bieber brought sexy back.
No, that was
Justin Timberlake.
Try again.
Okay, I'm sorry. We were just talking about
Bieber. I was really
Bieber.
Offended. I can't
Man,
lie.
Don't put I'm Bieber sorry. And Timberlake in the same group.
Josh, I know that Timberlake was on your... Okay, just so everyone knows, we all had to come up with a top 5 list of flashbacks for our show, Flashback Fridays. Number one on Josh's is Justin Timberlake bringing sexy back.
Hey.
Just so everyone knows that.
Hey. Take it to the club.
That's what I do every day. Bring sexy back.
The Walking Dead lost one of its stars over the weekend. If you guys are watching that, he didn't die.
On the show. I was about to be like, this is not lighthearted or funny at all.
I was about to cry.
Oh, gosh. I can't even think of his name. Merle. He's gone. Sorry, that was a spoiler.
Well, I hope we didn't spoil.
If we're talking about
I hope you guys don't watch Walking Dead because now you know, and we are going to get so much hate mail now.
It was shown last
Sunday. Tweet us if you're
angry.
If you
haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry. You should catch up on your DVR watching.
Actually, this whole week, leading up to the season finale, yes. They're showing every single episode of Walking Dead.
If you are personally upset that Kira has now ruined the show ending, you tweet me. At the Raider 88.1, and I will post a great picture of Kira from the weekend.
Walking Dead is a great show.
We had our 50+2 anniversary, and I've got great pictures of all of them. Eyes closed, mouth open.
Stop it.
There are some great.
That's really horrid. You're a mean-spirited person right now.
Do you watch The Walking Dead, Marissa? No.
I do.
That's creepy.
He went down like a champ.
He did go down like a champ, but it was really creepy to see him in zombie form. I'm not going to lie about
it was,
that.
Do you watch The Talking Dead afterwards?
Sometimes. I did catch it this week.
Did you catch it this week? The behind-the-scenes footage is awesome. Like, did you see the part where they were actually showing how they made the scene that he dies in?
Yes. It makes me feel a little bit better because I can't watch it at night. I don't watch it when it actually airs. I always watch it the next day
because
it's too scary.
No, that's a perfect. You have to watch it the night it airs because you're out of the loop.
Nope. I can watch it the next day. I DVR it and watch it before.
You know, if you watch it the next day, someone like Kira might come on the radio and ruin the ending for you.
I watch it before I come to school, so nobody can ruin it for me.
You know what's scarier than regular Walking Dead? Walking Dead in black and white. That is creepy. That takes it to a whole new level.
Julie and I were talking about if there were a zombie apocalypse because I had a nightmare about it the other night. And I think I would rather die before it happens.
I would love it.
No.
People would leave me alone for the first time in my life.
I'm
trying to eat you in the for all of your life. It's scary.
That's your entertainment scoop here on the Raider 88.1. Good Morning Texas Tech. We'll be back right after the break. Keep on listening. Tweet us at the Raider 88.1. I have to look at you through a glass and look. You tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business.
New music every week on 88.1 KTXT FM, The Raider. Blame me.
From breaking news,
I'm Kira Powell with your KTXT news update.
To the latest coaching hire,
Red Raider Nation, welcome with me, your new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury.
To the best music on the South Plains. We have it all for you right here on KTXT The Raider, 88.1 FM Lubbock, a broadcast service of the College of Media and Communication.
Underwriting support for KTXT FM is provided in part by United Supermarkets. Serving West Texas and the Texas Panhandle, United Supermarkets has 10 store locations in Lubbock, including United Supermarkets, Market Street, Amigos, and United Express. More information is available online at unitedtexas.com.
Tune in for Flashback Fridays here on the Raider 88.1. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way. Handpicked songs from the 90s and early 2000s. So playing our generation's version of the oldies but goodies every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock.
Tune in to Sounds of Cinema Monday afternoons at 4.
Listen to them. What music they make.
Relive the silver screen experience with J.W. Smith and Citizen Wells as your host. They'll take you through the sounds and music from your favorite feature films.
Here's Johnny!
Sounds of Cinema, Mondays at 4 p.m. here on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock.
Hey, Texas Tech, this is Stephanie Drakowski, a public relations major from Longview, Texas. You are listening to the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock.
Wow. Is this Teach Me How to Dougie? Is that what this is?
No, this is not
Drop It Like It's Hot, Joshua Cook.
Geez. Obviously, Josh doesn't know how to drop it like it's hot. When the pimps in the kids. I can't.
Okay. All right. We're good.
Well, I need to brush up on my music IQ before next week's show.
It's okay. I called Justin Timberlake Justin Bieber. My bad. Sorry.
We're going to make flashcards for you, and we're going to have you study.
Can they be pictured?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Can we get
fine.
The big ones, like, that you see behind the, next to the TV camera where they're like...
No.
And then they get out of order, and then it's just a disaster.
On to the next big controversial issue. Kira has abortions and all of that.
North Dakota. I mean, she doesn't have those.
No, I don't have them. Talking about. Thank you for clarifying that. No, I've never had one. Thanks.
My bad.
North Dakota governor has signed a law that bans most abortions after 6 weeks when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That was signed yesterday. And the president of Planned Parenthood is speaking out. North Dakota's governor today effectively banned abortion in the state with an outrageous and unconstitutional law that will not stand. The law doesn't specify a time frame, that Roe versus Wade, when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. But typically 6 to 7 weeks into the pregnancy is when that happens. The new law will target doctors rather than women having the abortion, with a maximum punishment of 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine if convicted. And they could also lose their license to practice medicine. It doesn't allow for abortions even in the case of rape or incest.
Okay, but here's... thanks for the bell, Julie.
That was not me.
Oh, that was Josh.
I thought that was Julie reaching over for the bell. I think I can understand that needing, like, once there is a heartbeat, it does get into, that's a human life, and you shouldn't be killing off human lives. And if you are in a rape case, you know right afterwards, I need to go get checked out. I need to go make sure that there's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait on those matters. Those are something that need to be dealt with immediately.
Well, I don't know if you can really tell.
Yeah. What if you don't know?
I mean,
don't know what?
But
you can take measures to prevent that.
Well, no.
Well,
we're talking
when
about,
you're raped.
Yeah.
There are things like, you know that you're raped. Okay, well, 3 to 4. Okay. I know I'm getting bad looks, and I'm sorry, but 3 to 4 weeks later, if you haven't had what you're expecting to have, you need to go get yourself checked out.
I feel like that is a very unfair statement.
Why?
Because of the shame. Let me finish my thought. A lot of girls, I feel like, are ashamed, or they feel like they did something to deserve what has happened to them, and so they're afraid to go to those clinics in situations like that. And to speak out about it. And so you're punishing them.
You don't
for
have
something
to go anywhere. You can go get a pregnancy test at United. Get it done.
You were taking responsibility if you...
For being raped?
No, you are taking responsibility for yourself. You are taking care of yourself. And that is one of the biggest problems, is that we teach people that it's okay to be ashamed and feel ashamed. It's not. You need to stand up for yourself.
You do, but I'm not shame them into that.
You're not shaming them into it. You're telling them this is what you deserve for yourself. Go take care of yourself and make sure that you get the right justice that you deserve.
I understand the shame part. I understand not wanting to talk about it. I mean... I don't know that personally, but like I can understand that. Like I can wrap my brain around it. But I also feel like you have to be able to take care of yourself. And once the 6 week mark hits, or once that baby has a heartbeat, it becomes a human life. And I can see how that is, you're taking away a human life, because I am very much pro-life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to restrict someone else, because those are my beliefs. We talked about that earlier. My beliefs are my beliefs, and I'm not going to push my beliefs on anyone. But this is a talk show, so we're talking about my beliefs.
Yes, I'm pro-life as well, but I also don't feel like it is my say to decide what another woman does or does not do with her body.
And we're not saying that at all, but you've got 6 weeks to make up your mind.
But for a man to decide that, I feel like, is infuriating.
Kiara, it doesn't matter if a man decides it, if it makes sense.
It doesn't make sense to
why,
me. Though.
Why does it not make sense to you?
Would it make it different if this same law was written in by a woman?
No. Yes. Because it's still not her choice.
I bet it
was
for some people.
Well, not for me.
No, I'm saying...
I feel like that's an individual choice. And that's even with me. I would never have an abortion because I don't support it. But...
Well, that's fine. I'm just going back to what you were saying, is that you were saying it's infuriating that a man made this law.
It does make me more angry, yes.
But I'm saying, what if it was a woman? What if a woman had made this law? Would it make it any different?
For me?
Yes.
No.
So you'd still be infuriated?
I wouldn't be. It's more frustrating when it's a man for me because you don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm getting the wrap-up sign.
Oh, no, you're wrapping up for me because we've been talking about serious stuff all show long.
Okay.
And let's
I'm
have
sorry.
Some lighthearted conversation yep. in the last 4 minutes.
Sounds good.
So last week, we decided that we were going to do a fit test. Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago,
I think. It was a while ago. Sorry, I was reading some social media buzz. I have been not eating right, but I have been exercising, and right now it is painful. I'm waddling around the station right now, like needing help out of my chairs.
Insanity
is no joke, y'all. Whoever can do insanity for the whole 2 months, you have my applause.
I will say that for a week and 3 days now, I have been eating healthier. I cut sodas out of my diet. I've been working out, and today I'm fitting in a shirt that I haven't fit in like 3 months.
Good job, little buddy.
I'm feeling better. I played intramural softball last night. So
you did say
did
that
you
had worked out a lot.
We didn't win, but I went 2 for 2 at the plate. So it was a solid day at the plate for me.
Last night I ate chicken nuggets and pizza, and then I went to Rose's.
Oh my gosh.
And I have not worked out, and I took the stairs the other day.
This next weekend, talking about weekends, because it's coming up, we get an extra day off on Monday. What are y'all doing with y'all's weekend?
I'm going to New Mexico.
What are you doing in New Mexico?
My aunt lives in New Mexico, and it's closer than Houston. So, compromise.
Sweet,
I'll go to
cool.
New Mexico.
I'm going home to see my grandmother, who's coming to stay while my parents go to India.
Wow. Talk about
it. Why are they going to India?
They are going because my uncle runs... His church supports an orphanage there, and my mom is going to teach the girls who've been rescued from sex slavery sewing, so they'll have a trade to support themselves.
What about you, Julie? What are you doing? You live in Lubbock. Are you going to Austin or anything?
I am hiding from the world.
Okay.
I'm going to turn off my phone.
Wait, don't turn off your phone, because just so you listeners know, over spring break, I sent a picture of myself to Kira and Julie and said, I know that you missed my face, so here's a picture of me.
I didn't even know how to respond to that,
I'm actually going to do laundry, because yes, it will take me the extended weekend to do
good.
All the laundry.
It's good to hear that. This weekend, I'm going down to Possum Kingdom Lake to hang out with...
Where's Possum Kingdom Lake?
It's down by Mineral Wells, Texas. It's the best reference. It's Central Texas.
Okay, that makes it a little bit more clear.
It's about 4 hours south of here. So, yeah.
For anyone that didn't know, Josh is from middle of nowhere, Texas.
This is not where I'm from. I'm going to my fiance's grandparents' lake house.
Oh, okay.
So that's where we're going. Yeah, it should be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Josh, where are those wedding invitations?
Less than
3 months out.
We are stuffing envelopes this weekend. And I will be coming back to Lubbock with the invitations. So
I need mine mailed.
You need yours mailed?
Yes.
You want to put a stamp on it and throw it underneath your door?
Oh no.
Gosh.
I need to go check my mail and find an invitation.
Well, we've enjoyed chit-chatting it up with you. We hope you enjoyed it as well. Let us know. Remember, Facebook, Twitter. Thanks for listening to Good Morning Texas Tech.
See ya.